Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye
In my last episode of James chapter 4, I talked about where wars and fights come from, and they come from within ourselves. It's pride. Pride is the root of everything, and with pride comes jealousy and envy with covetousness. So please listen to the last episode of James chapter 4 on strife. Today I want to talk about the cures to worldliness. Now, we talked about in James chapter 4 earlier, looking at verse 6, that God gives grace to the humble. He also resists the proud. Therefore, we must remember where strife and wars and fights come from. They come from pride. But if we walk with humility and the fear of the Lord, God will bless you. So in James chapter 4, starting in verse 7, it says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now the key here is, we have to submit to God. To submit is to acknowledge lordship. To submit is to acknowledge that God is head of our lives. If we can do that, pride is put down. Pride is removed. So when it says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee, remember what Jesus did in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. He told the devil, "Get away from me." He says, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." That's Matthew 4, verse 4. So James is saying, in verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Why? Because the world wants you to submit to it. Submit to the worldly pleasures. Then submit to God. That's a double-minded person. You only can submit to the Lord. But if you submit to the Lord, you have to remember, you have to what? One, draw near to God. Draw near to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the pleasures of this life. Resist the pleasures of this world and the devil can't tempt you anymore. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Take that step forward. God will take a step toward you. Don't have a double-minded approach to life. Don't be double-minded. You're unstable in all your ways. Submit to God. Draw near to God. Resist the devil. My friends, resist the devil. You have power over the enemy because of what Jesus has done. James continues and he says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom." Humble thyself, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? Lift you up. So let me start again by telling you, my friends, pride is your enemy. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. My friends, there are going to be times when you need to say, "I am so sorry of what my mouth just said to you that hurt you, that caused pain. So I'm humbling myself and asking for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for the pain I've caused you." When you can take that step, my friends, the Bible says that God will give you grace and that God will lift you up because you humbled yourself unto the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. My friends, let me give you this. This is a short message because I've preached on this so many times, and there's been great reviews on that, but I want to say this for myself and for you. The time of walking in pride has to be over. You're going to have people accuse you falsely. You're going to have people say things to you that are very hurtful. You need to just take it in the Spirit of God and say, Lord God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if they do know what they're doing, I am going to stay in the Spirit. I am going to draw near to God because he's going to draw near to me. And I'm going to keep my mind on God alone. Resist the devil, my friends. He has no power over you. Listen to me. He has no power over you. The key to success as a Christian is to walk in humility and the fear and admonition of the Lord. Walk in humility and the fear of the Lord, and you will have success and favor in your life. Don't let the devil trip you up. Don't let the devil get away with lying to you. He never speaks truth. But if you draw near to God, submit to God, and resist the devil, he will flee. Resist the pleasures of this world. Resist the things that the sin nature is crying out for. And submit to God. Draw near to God. And he will lift you up. He will bless you, my friends. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. We are missing every opportunity to lead people to Christ because we don't know how to do it. Oh, my friends, do not let pride take you down the wrong path, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Verse 10 again. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humility is the key to having forgiveness from God, as well as reconciliation among members of your family, in the church, your friends. Keep that in mind. Bless the name of the Lord, and may you have victory over the devil as you walk in humility. May God bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. Listen to the great voice of a cappella and humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye. Set men free.
Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.